Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more. Host.
Hey, how you doing out there? I'm so glad to be back. Mostly, you know, I lost my mother last month. She just decided to close her eyes and say, see you later. But I'm here, and I'm going through my grieving process and mourning and bereavement and all sorts of things. It seems that I may be holding a lot of my grief and anxiety in my joints. So I'm very stiff. I find that when I wake up in the morning, I can hardly move, and that's probably because in my dream state, I'm all tense, and because I have my mother on my mind when I open up my eyes. But this too shall pass, and I'm sure it won't pass rapidly because it's just a thing. I had her for 72 years of my life, and that's a long time to have someone in your heart and in your presence. It's a long time to just be embraced and loved by someone that you also love. And I've noticed that a lot of people, especially in the rooms, because I spend 23 years in sobriety, going in and out of the AA rooms, and I find that many people who were subjected to bouts of addiction and things like that had horrible relationships with their parents. And I used to, part of me used to feel guilty sitting in there. It's like, wow, you have a horrible experience with your mother? I mean, I can see a father, but your mother? And some people just have a better relationship with their dad than they have with their mother. But with me and my siblings, we had a wonderful relationship with our mother. As a matter of fact, she was almost my big sister. And, well, some people have read her book and they come to me and they'll tell me, oh, that's because they know me. What they don't know is she adored all her children. But they say, oh my gosh, I could tell your mother really adored you. Well, I adored her right back. And so I'm letting everyone know that mother loved Lena Stevens and the Power Path, and we're going to talk about the Power Path and give you an update on what you may have missed last month. Because last month rolls into this month. I don't know if we'll have time for Lena's husband, Jose, because he talks about destruction, a lot of destruction going on. And it's amazing how when we think in terms of destruction, we think in terms of tragedy and, you know, horrible things happening. But a lot of times what happens is you have to lose some things in order for you to rebuild. And sometimes what is current has to be totally, totally destroyed before you can rebuild. This is the month of Ramadan. At least for some, it started today. For others, it may not start until tomorrow. That depends on the sighting of the moon. Justin, in any case, we'll say Ramadan Mubarak for those who are listening, I mean, for those who are opening their hearts up to the fasting of the month. This was a favorite time of the year for my mother as well. And it's amazing. Ramadan is starting today, and it's been exactly 1 month to today, the 5th, that my mother departed. So a lot of things are giving me signs that she wants us to be aware that she's still present in essence, if not in physical form. The way she left, she sat down at her Juma at the mosque, And she said her farewell, and here it is, Ramadan opening up. On the 5th of May, she departed on April 5th. Here's the 5th of May. And it was her favorite time to go down to the mosque and roll the dates and prepare the dates and the juice for all of the believers who were breaking their fast. That would have been around 8 o'clock tonight. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing knowing that it's all evolving around her presence. So thank you, Mom. April. Oh, yeah, before we get into April, let's go to Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo is a celebration for a lot of people. And so I want to wish them a happy Cinco de Mayo because it is May 5th. Now we can get into Lena a little bit. How you doing, Lena Stevens? Last month, I was just a little bit too involved with other things to give you Lena's power path for April. But in reviewing May's power path, it dawned on me that you needed a brief review of April in order to come forward. A lot of times we have to take a few steps back to bring ourselves forward to the present time. In April, it was a very interesting month in many ways, with many ups and downs, you know, twists and turns, eccentric insights and changes and reversals that definitely kept all of us on our toes. I know I, for one, maintained toe posture all of April. The themes of truth, choice, and action created a channel for transformation that was much like the birth canal. The only way out was by going through it, and there was no going back. Now, truth comes as an inner knowing not yet defined, and choice is the emotional commitment that needs no explanation or reason. Action is the disciplined follow-through that anchors a new path. Now, we often think of truth as something connected to our thoughts and intellect, something we can define and explain. But truth, in this context, is a fuller knowing and more of an insight that does not yet have a mental definition. Truth came from an intuitive reaction that preceded understanding and had to be trusted as authentic. I hope you understand this. This is challenging as truth is very personal and your truth will not be everyone's experience. It is important to claim your own truth at the time or at the same time, allowing others to claim theirs without judgment. You know, sometimes, you know, you see something and you say, well, this is the truth as I see it. Because the truth as you see it may not be the same way another one is viewing that same truth. And then to throw a monkey wrench in all of this, was the deceptive quality, or what Lena calls the artisan creative energy, we have as an underlying theme for the whole entire year. So this energy supports possibilities for manipulating truth to feed the ego and the desires of the false personality. So the truth that you're seeing may be your ego manipulating it to make it believable as your truth when it's your ego manipulating this thing. if your truth is not coming from a place of neutrality and essence, but rather from a place of motivation by one of the seven obstacles, those obstacles being greed, self-destruction, arrogance, self-deprecation, impatience, martyrdom, and stubbornness, then you are vulnerable to some deception, and that's deception on your own part. You're deceiving you. You will also need to watch for others throwing their truth at you that is clearly motivated by ego and full of self-deception. Any truth that seems to have a neat little definition and explanation is probably comprised by machinations of the false personality. So, when we look at April, we had to watch for projection as a high probability that needed to set some good boundaries against taking anything personally that came at you from others. This goes for your personal behavior as well. Claim your truth, but don't project it onto others. Make sure your truth is motivated by essence and not your false personality. If you require others to agree with your truth, there is likely a motive and attachment fed by your ego. Choice will follow an insight or inner knowing as the commitment of the heart to make a change or to proceed in a certain direction. This is also an intuitive process that requires trust in your personal truth that is driving that choice. For example, Lena says if your truth is that you need to relocate because your environment does not support you despite the attachment of your community, your livelihood, and your friends, then you have to trust that it is the right choice to move despite all the reasoning from yourself and others about why it may be a bad idea. So we got to watch for those fears. Watch for fear to surface as a challenge to overcome. Fear that you may be making the wrong choice. Fear that you will not be able to follow through. Fear that you won't have what it takes. Fear that your life will get worse and not better. All of which is really the mind simply wanting to take back control over what it does not understand by inserting doubt into your truth. Action is what follows as the confirmation of your choice. If your truth is an insight that a relationship is not right for you and the choice is to make a change, then the action step is to physically complete the ending of that relationship. Let's go back to what she said about moving. Okay? If you feel that you need to move, but all of these fears erupt around you, and people are saying, don't go, don't go, all you need to do is put one foot in front of the other. No matter how comfortable you may feel where you are, if it's not right for you, your essence will guide each step as it unfolds in front of you to let you see that you are making the right choice. Then that action of putting one foot in front of the other of that choice, okay, allows you to know that your truth is valid. There is also that thing such as talk is cheap and actions speak louder than words. So we need to step it up and be disciplined about following through with our choices and decisions. If you don't follow through with action because of fear, doubt, ambivalence, or worry about what others may think, you may get lost in the limbo place of not being able to move forward. Remember, that birth canal, the only way out is through. Getting stuck will be very, very uncomfortable. Imagine giving birth to a baby and the baby gets stuck, decides, oh, I ain't going out there. Oh, boy, that would be hell. So we have to keep a don't know mind, you know, because when you're putting that one foot in front of the other and you're following that guidance, you know, you don't know. Sometimes we know where we want to go, but as we put that one foot in front of the other, we wind up going someplace even better than we thought we wanted to be. So keep a don't know mind, as well as being unattached to how the end result will manifest. Allow for the next step to find you instead of the rational mind trying to control you. Fear of the unknown can trigger the mind's worry mechanism to come out with all kinds of negative what-if scenarios. The future is a void of possibilities, and if you stay present with your truth and not only follow, but allow for your authentic choices to guide your actions, you will manifest the right situation for yourself. But remember to keep a very disciplined, don't know mind and not take anything personally that others attempt to project onto you. Looking back at April, April had its ups and downs, its twists and turns and possible bizarre and unexplained events. It is more important that you stay out of judgment and to keep a wait-and-see attitude. Any expectation that is attached to a particular outcome is subject to disappointment when things take a different turn. You won't be able to please everyone with your choices, and you are likely to create disappointment and reactions in others. But this is where you need to stay neutral and trust and be true to yourself. Okay, that was your little update on April. And Lena rolled March right at the tail end of April. And it was fascinating how April had to do with trust, truth, choice, you know, those things. And keeping yourself true and honest to yourself and not being judgmental or projecting your truth onto others, because what is true for you may not be true for them. And even though your truth looks like it would be the thing that they should do, if they're not doing it, step back, leave it alone. And if you feel they're going to run into trouble, have some compassion. Send them out some prayers. If they're being ugly, send some prayers to the ugly people too. Who needs prayers more than someone who's a jerk, someone who is ugly, someone who is nasty, someone who is being bitter, someone who's being corrupt, all those things that we feel like we want to feel negative vibes towards, those are the very things and the very people we need to pray for. And we need to pray they receive all that is what all that we deserve to have for ourselves. So, you know, prayer can be a selfish thing. When you see somebody out there doing something, you know, really, really bogus, you can say, I pray for them, you know, to have the best life possible and please bless them for. Remember, whenever you're praying for somebody else or it's just it's going to bounce off of them and it's going to come straight back at you. So be careful with your negative vibe because when you're shooting out those negative daggers and arrows and spears, you know, they're bouncing and they're coming right back at you. And people don't realize that. Prayer and forgiveness, they're for you. So when you start praying for these ugly people, quote unquote, you're really praying for yourself. So May's theme is awareness. And me just finished saying what I just finished saying means that you bring yourself into some awareness. Awareness of how spirit works. Awareness of how the universe works. Okay? And that's what we're here for, to learn how the universe works. Ugly does not beget good. Remember that. So in continuing the themes of truth, choice, and action from the month of April, we move them forward into the higher vibration of awareness. Now, this is the next step for us, and it involves becoming more present and responsible for our truth, more present and responsible for our choices, more present and responsible for our actions. A less intense month in April, action-wise, the month of May will give all of us an opportunity to reflect, go inward, and take a good inventory of who we are, where we are, who we are with, what we are doing, where we are living, how we are supported or not, what needs to change, and what our next steps are. All of this requires awareness. You can no longer sweep your patterns, bad habits, your pains, your wounds, your fears, and ego-driven attitudes and behaviors under the rug and hope they will someday just go away or be fixed by someone else. Now is the time to become aware and awake, so you can step into your life with more presence, more power, and a greater purpose. So, all of us out there with all of those quote-unquote patterns and bad habits with pain, wounds, fears, and ego-driven attitudes, because we got a whole lot of that, behaviors that that just put people off, because some of us got a lot of that, it's all going to just get discombobulated in the month of May. We got to do something about it, okay? Despite more ease and less intensity, this month can still be challenging for some of us, depending on how far behind you are in your personal growth work and moving forward with the right choices. If fear or ambivalence has kept you stuck in a rut, you still may experience some sudden radical change that sets you on a different course. So be prepared for anything and see it all as an adventure instead of resisting how it may manifest. The theme of awareness will work with us in many different ways. We may become more aware of where we lack as well as where we shine. We can become more aware of how we use our energy, where the boundaries are too strong or too weak, and where we hold ourselves back and where we push too hard towards unattainable expectations. Okay? We also have an opportunity to become more aware of others from a place of compassion, neutrality, not needing to jump in and fix stuff, but just to become aware of their process. You know, sometimes we need to just sit back and listen to the process that someone is going through. Envision the process they are going through and don't say anything until we realize there's something we can say. You know, like sometimes somebody can be so overwhelmed with the process of their goals and their vision, and it's like you're watching this whole big thing, and you can see how overwhelming this can be for this person, and you can bring them back to today, to reality, and say, whoa, those are some fantastic goals that you have there. But you know what? You might want to start with this right here. Do this. Do this first. Then do that. Because not many people are aware how to put that one foot in front of the other and to stay in the now, in the today. And so they get so overwhelmed by the bigness of their need to accomplish that they forget to make a list and start with number one. And if number one doesn't go well, then go on to number two and put number one on top of the list tomorrow. Some people need us to help them with that structure. And some of us need that structure as well. Okay? So we may become more aware of where we lack as well as where we shine. We also have an opportunity to become more aware of others from a place of compassion and neutrality. You know, so we don't always need to jump in and fix things. Awareness is more or affected. Awareness can also affect our physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual selves as well. You know, I almost forgot that aspect of things. You know, consciousness can be opened and raised, intuition strengthened, and senses heightened, okay, as long as we continue to keep that I don't know attitude. This too shall come along. Waking up to a different awareness is the physical. Waking up to a different awareness of the physical body can first carry with it some pain or discomfort. So as you become aware of your body, what it carries, and where it needs attention, don't forget, when we make ourselves aware of things, it may open up a little bit of discomfort. I remember there was a time when I went to a chiropractor. I couldn't turn my neck. I couldn't turn my head to back out of my driveway because my neck was so stiff. And I was so they kept saying, "Oh, that you're getting oh, that's arthritis in your neck. Oh, you're not going to be able to move your neck." And so I went to a chiropractor, and I asked, you know, "Can you help me with this stiffness in my neck?" And he said, "Sure." And so he said, but I need to see you 3 times a week. So a lot of people, oh, they go to those chiropractors. They just want to see you 3 times a week, you know, and that, and they just want your money. Well, I hadn't been in an accident or anything, so he wasn't going to get any money from anybody or insurance. He was only going to get some money from me. So he knew he had to. He was on the up and up 3 times a week, and so he would just do the snap, snap, crackle, crackle, pop, you know, adjustment and the neck, so on and so forth. And he did that for 3 times a week for about 2-3 weeks. And then on the 4th week, he told me, you're only going to come once a week now. So I said, that's all. He said, yeah, just once a week. And that night I went home, and I was sleeping, and all of a sudden I felt this burning sensation all across my shoulders and down my shoulders, along my neck. And when I went to try and lay my head on the pillow, this burning sensation all along my shoulders. Oh, I was in pain. I was crying. I was like, oh, what did this man do to me? Oh, this man, what did he do to me? I was like, then it dawned on me. What the man had done was open up what's called subluxation in my neck and along my shoulder pathways, and the nerves were no longer being pinched. And for the first time in years, the blood was flowing through my nerves along my shoulder and down my neck, and that was my shoulders waking up. And because the blood was flowing so freely through it, it was causing me a sensitivity, a burning sensation at the nerve endings, because they were waking up and they were alive. So sometimes we have to understand that waking up to a different awareness of the physical body can at first carry with it some pain or discomfort. As you become aware of your body and what it carries and where it needs attention. So instead of self-judgment or feeling victimized or blaming others, this awareness can help you take responsibility for how you move forward in better care and nurturing of your body. So greater awareness of your emotions can at first feel vulnerable, confusing, and overwhelming. But May is a good month to watch projections as well as to explore what is truly yours and what isn't. What have you been carrying for others under the false assumptions of it being yours? You have the opportunity in this awareness to set some new boundaries as well as to open yourself. Open yourself up to a greater intimacy and vulnerability needed to connect with more sensuality from the natural world. Now, that sounds so sexy when you think in terms of sensuality from the natural world. Because the universe has all of that sensual nurturing waiting for us to encompass. An awareness of your own awesomeness and uniqueness can also open up an experience of truly enjoying who you are. So psychological awareness may connect you to the belief systems that are not compatible with you at this time and are needing to change. Self-esteem can be reset as you become aware of those belief systems, where they came from and what no longer fits your life at this time. There is a ruthlessness to working with awareness in a practical way. If a branch is dead and you are able to see it, cut it off. The rest of the tree will be healthier as a result. Do that with your house plants as well. When you see the little brown leaves hanging off on your plant, you know, just go close to, you know, the stem and clip them off. They don't need to be there. When you see some dead, moldy-looking dead leaves hanging onto or attached to or lively, take a scissor and clip that little brown stuff off so it doesn't infect the rest of the leaf. I look at that as though it's a plant's cancer, and I just clip all of that stuff off my plants. So psychological awareness is also the area of awareness of the ego and the false personality and its hold on you as it attempts to control and limit your personal growth and the raising of your consciousness. So please, be aware. Be aware of it. Yes, be aware. Be aware of it. And be ruthless in cutting off its blood supply. Spiritual awareness will definitely bring you closer to spirit and let you know where you are lacking in your practices, in your faith, your integrity, and allow you to see clearly whether or not you are on the right path. A higher centered awareness of what a gift life is can inspire us to be better, do better, and to be in more acceptance of challenges and to think positively about our future. Awareness requires presence. You have to be here now. And presence is the point of power right now. You cannot change anything unless you are first fully aware of it. So, it will be an exceptionally good month for reflection, study, self-observation, and opening up in ways you could not ever have imagined. The expansion need of the year is definitely active this month, and we are all going to feel the inspiration to strength and expand beyond what we have believed, felt, and accomplished. So Lena had a lot to say, and I love the way she puts things, you know, because she'll put them in a perspective of what's the general aspect of it, and then she goes on to give you how does all of this affect you personally. Now, that was the overview. But personally, you know, you're going to have to take time for self-reflection and self-observation this month. You're going to have to take a deep look at who you are. Because if you don't, you will feel disoriented. You feel a little foggy. You feel stressed out. You know, you get all these aches and pains because your body's holding on to the stress. And you're prone to anxiety and despair and depression. And for some of us who have suffered losses, you know, we don't need all of that anxiety and despair and depression, okay? You need to get to know yourself this month through awareness, acceptance, and truth. And this takes courage and can be terrifying but extremely exciting at the same time. There is a fine line between terror and excitement. You ever been on one of them roller coasters? It's a fine line between terror and excitement. And your task this month is to drop into the inspired state of excitement as you become aware of what is possible and what needs to happen to move yourself forward. The benefit for you and the opportunity you have this month is to raise your level of consciousness, raise your level of awareness, and raise your vibration so that your experience of life is fuller and more powerful, with your senses more open and your ability to react and act in the moment is more proactive and engaged and responsible. This is nothing short of it being worse than feeling powerless. So we don't want to go out there feeling powerless, you know, because there is nothing worse than that. You don't want to go out there feeling clueless. There is nothing worse than that, or confused and unable to choose or act or see clearly. You can change all that this month because Lena said so, by becoming more aware through self-observation and reflection. Okay? So in your relationships, you know she wants to kick butt with the relationship aspect of things. Awareness of others follows the awareness of yourself. The awareness of self includes how you see others and how you engage responsibility and with presence in your relationships. You may become aware of relationship dynamics that involve your false personality and ego machinations. This may be a painful awareness that may include how you have been enabling someone else or fallen into a rut of negative habitual behavior. If it does not feel good or give you joy, you need to question it. At least something about the relationship should feel right. Another awareness that will bring you closer to unconditional acceptance and love is to see everyone as spirit and to come from a place of neutrality and compassion rather than judgment. Like I said before, if you got to judge it, if you have to be discontent about it, if it looks ugly to you, then we need to pray for it, okay? Get that ugly out of you. If you can't love it, then at least have compassion for it. You know, some of the ugliest people or ugliest attitudes on the face of this earth need our compassion, okay? All judgment involves a relationship, whether to yourself or to others, or to your environment, your work, your health, your time, etc. An awareness of judgment is a big one, but can truly accelerate your growth if you tackle it with responsibility and presence. Become aware of the judgment and then move towards neutrality, compassion, acceptance. Write it down. Get it out of you. If your awareness of a relationship is that a change is needed, take some action towards that change as your awareness dictates. Reflect on and take responsibility for your part in all your relationships and stay out of blame. Now, with all of this awareness, we must understand how certain aspects of our judgment will affect us physically and health-wise. When you become more aware of your physical body, what surfaces at first may be all the ways that it feels bad, stressed, overworked, and not supportive of you. It's really interesting when we think in terms of we want our bodies to support us. You know, you're not being supportive of me, body. I mean, why do I have to cripple it to the bathroom when I try to get up in the morning? I mean, what's going on? You are not supporting me. Okay? So you become aware of the weaknesses and the imbalances in all the places where you hold energy. Don't let this discourage you, as it is your body's way of communicating with you, and it's telling you what it needs, and its way of bringing you to an awareness of how you may need to support it to become a better ally for you. This is a great month to talk to your body and become more aware of all the interrelated parts and how you can communicate with all of them to form a better relationship. I love this. This is a mind blower. When was the last time you were aware of your little toe, unless it was injured in some way? You don't think about that little toe unless you bump it or bang it on something. Correct? Correct. All right. I have learned in the morning, because I have so much stored up anxiety in my body, that before I get out of bed, unless I got to go to the bathroom in a hurry, I lay there on my back and I wake up each part of me. Good morning, feet. How are you doing today? And I wiggle them around. Then I go up my ankle. Hey, 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 ankle, you know, you ready to start the day today? I hope so, because I need you. I need you to be on point. Then I move my brain up along my legs, my knees, because, you know, those knees, they get a little cranky and cracky and, oh, lordy. And then I go up the thigh and the back and, you know, the stomach and say, hello, wake up, everybody. You know, I'm here. I need you to be operating today, because this is what we got to do. So I'm just saying good morning. Good morning. Good morning. My fingers, I wiggle them. And this is the truth. I'm not jiving you. When I tell you I do something on the air, it means that I do it. I may not do it on a regular, but when I remember, I do it. Because sometimes if I don't do that, my body is saying, oh, no, I'm not moving today. So what you going to do now? So I got to wake it up, and I got to tell it it's time for us to go. All right? So this is a great month to talk to your body and become more aware of all the interrelated parts and how you can communicate with all of them to form a better relationship. Okay? So start talking to your body. Sometimes the only way the body gets your attention is to become sick or wounded. This month you have an opportunity to shift that dynamic and bring a daily awareness into your relationship with your physical body. How beautiful is that? Practice saying hello to various parts every day. Thank them for being such a support in your life. Ask what they need and then do something proactive to nurture yourself. The same awareness goes for your emotions and your thoughts. Pay attention to how you feel and what you are thinking. Become aware of your reactions to what other people say and do. And recognize that most of it will be a projection and really has nothing to do with you. So this awareness will help you with your neutrality. I see you all out there. I'm having a good day today. I'm glad I came online today. You know? I had my little granddaughter today. I took her home. Yesterday I took her to a play, a musical of all things. God, 3.5-hour musical at a high school. Those high school students really know how to do things. And she really enjoyed all the color and the hoopla. And I had to have a little talk with my body before I went to pick her up and say, okay, we got to be on point, you know. Got this little eight-year-old. We can't disappoint her today. So can you help me do what I would like to accomplish today? So have a little chat with your body. And before we close, because we're coming to the end of our experience together, of our awareness of one another, of our sharing today, I have something that I picked up from Cryon. Now, some of you know that Cryon is an angelic entity that's channeled through Lee Carroll. He's the original Cryon channel. Cryon is recognized by the UN. So Cryon has been invited to the United Nations building and spoke to all of those folks there. So there's something to Cryon being channeled through Lee Carroll, because off they go in New York to the United Nations building to channel. But this message that I picked up from Cryon is from March 2009 when he was in Latvia. And it was the channel that was entitled Beginning the Activation. So some of this spiritual stuff will hang on for years. And it's good for us to take note years after it was given to us or revealed. And this was, what, 10 years ago in March. And I found it interesting. So in closing, I'd like to share this. It's entitled, I Deserve. And Cryon said, each of you is unique on the planet. Each one has a life lesson that is unique. Each one has a unique pattern of lives lived in the past. That means your Akashic record is like no one else's, and your higher self is also unique. This limits my ability to give you some kind of 3D generic list or way to heal yourself, since you are dealing with the specifics of you. So instead, why not sit down in a quiet moment with purity and say to spirit, quote, I would like these things. I give permission to activate the energies that need to be activated in my life to accomplish the purposes I came for. I want to have joy in my life and to find the joy in my full Akash. For I deserve it, and I've earned it. I've had positive, joyful lives, so I want to pull on that energy, unquote. Okay, sweet, sweet, you have a grand day, a grand Ramadan Mubarak, you know, happy Cinco de Mayo, and love to all, and I'm glad to be here, and God willing, I'll be here on the third Sunday of this month. Stay blessed. Be good to yourself. Assalamu alaikum.